So first of all, of course, I want to thank the Sangha devotees that despite so many difficulties, obstacles, they just carry on. I know that sometimes it's difficult to carry on.
Já vím, že někdy je jako těžké pokračovat.
Especially during the summertime.
Speciálně když je léto.
You see all the young people there enjoying left and right, and we have to work for Krishna.
Vidíme lidi, mladí lidi, že si požívají a my nalevo na pravo a my musíme pracovat po Krishna.
Summertime is a very difficult time for the summer.
Léto je velice těžká doba pro Sankirtan.
What is Maya season? So we have to be extremely strong
and carry on.
But you must have experience if you actually surrender and it's so joyful.
So pure
and everlasting. You just know I'm doing something substantial
for Krishna.
His spiritual master is very
pleased.
You should have no doubts that Sangatana book distribution, you are 100%, you can be 100% sure that this service pleases his spiritual master.
Sangatana distribution book, you can be 100% sure that this service pleases his spiritual master.
Sometimes we might be not sure. What I'm doing, does it please him?
Co dělám, uspokojuje ho to?
Nebo
Krishna.
Or should I do something else?
Nebo mám dělat něco jiného?
You might be not sure.
Možná, že si něco nejde jistý.
Book distribution, you can be 100% sure.
A distribuce knížek se může být 100% jistý.
Or not out.
Oni pochybují.
You just know, yes. Perfect service and recovery.
Jenom víte, dokonalá služba a tomu dokonalé spokojení.
Still I want to point out one thing.
Ale i dále bych chtěl jako ukázat na jednu věc.
There are some complaints by devotees.
Existují nějaké stížnosti o tom, že
some of our Sankirtan devotees, they behave a little bit fanatically.
Že někteří z našich Sankirtan devotees se tak chovají trošku fanaticky.
In their dealings with other devotees. I can understand.
A já můžu pochopit.
Because Sankirtan is a tough service.
Protože Sankirtan je těžká
služba. You have to be very strong in Sankirtan.
Musí být velice silný na Sankirtan.
Minute by minute you have to convince somebody to take a book.
Minutu za minutu musíte přesvědčovat někoho, aby si vzal knižku.
So naturally you develop a very strong character, a very strong willpower.
Takže přirozeně rozumíte velice silný charakter, velice silnou vůli.
So now when we deal with other devotees, sometimes we just behave in a similar manner. We just start convincing and pushing around the devotees.
Když jednáme s odanýma, tak začínáme jednat podobným způsobem, že začneme tlačit a přesvědčovat ostatní odaný podobným způsobem.
And other devotees who are not Sangha from the devotees, they take it in the wrong way.
Odaní, kteří nejsou Sankirtan, oni berou špatným způsobem.
Oni
to nepochopí.
They think this is a very fanatical behavior.
A oni si myslí, že tohle je velice fanatické chování.
Yes, there was one Mataji when she prayed like that, and many other people.
Jedna Mataji se cítila takhle, a hodně další cítili.
So I just want to point out that you have to be very careful.
Jenom chci jako zdůraznit, že musíte být trošku
čili. On the street on Sankirtan we should be like lions.
Na street, na ulici, na Sankirtan máme být jako lvi.
Heavy, determined.
Heavy jako rozhodnutí.
But when we return back to the temple, we have to be like a lamb.
A když se vrátíme do templu, tak máme být jako
like a lamb, sheep.
Jako jehni.
Very soft.
Very
humble. Otherwise, how can we attract others for
something?
We behave in a very fanatical, harsh, a heavy way.
Takže chvála za to, že jsi tam nějakým hrubým způsobem potom
So also especially in your showing your devotion to your own spiritual master, you have to be also very good.
Také ukazování vaší odanosti jako vlastně vašim duchovním učitelem musíte být velice opatrný.
So I said this strange question the other day. I heard that you came here to check the ring if you look for the silence.
Jako to divná otázka, já jsem slyšel, když jste přišli na Československu a hledat jako nějaký.
That was the practical insight of the two fanatical approach.
To byl praktický výsledek příliš fanatického přístupu.
Of course, the cyber, he should be convinced that my spiritual master, he is the best. Maybe the cyber should think.
Ovšem, osoba byla být přesvědčena, že můj duchovní učitel, on je nejlepší.
Because the disciple, he naturally, he preaches on behalf of the spiritual master.
Protože žák přirozeně on káže na, jako, za svého duchovní učitele.
So he wants to bring anybody else to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, he's naturally.
Takže chce každýho přinést podosovým nohům svého duchovní učitele, to je přirozeně.
But in our dealing with other devotees, we have to be very careful.
Ale v jednání s nimi, onami máme být velice opatrní.
Because it might very much disturb their own devotion to their spiritual master.
Protože to může velice moc znepokojit jejich vlastní odanost jejich duchovnímu učiteli.
So you have to be a little more sensitive in that respect.
Takže tohoto smyslu máte být trošku více citlivější.
So don't try to convince others to surrender to your spiritual master. If they already fixed their mind on another spiritual master.
Takže nepokoušejte se přesvědčit jiný, aby se odezdali k vašemu duchovní učiteli, když už upevnili své mysli na jiný duchovní učiteli.
Because that relationship between disciple and guru, it will not just happen by somebody pushing.
Protože ten vztah mezi žákem a guruem se jenom nestane tím, že jenom na někoho tlačíme.
That will develop in a natural
way.
As disciples, we can only go in between. We can just disturb that natural development of
relationship.
So both of these things, in your relationship with your spiritual master, your devotion to him, how to express it, relationship with other devotees, you have to be very cautious, very careful.
V tom smyslu ve vztahu s vaším duchovním učitelem a ve vztahu s jiným odaným můžete musíte být velice opatrný.
And also your conviction about Sankirtan, the importance of Sankirtan, your relation with other devotees, you have to be very careful.
Taky přesvědčenost na Sankirtanu a taky ve vztahu s jinými odanými musíte být velice opatrní.
I know it is difficult sometimes, I know.
Já vím, že to někdy těžké.
Just to protect your own conviction, your own service, you have to sometimes put a wall around you.
Jenom abyste zaštítili jako svoji službu a svoje přesvědčení, musíte někdy zazdít okolo sebe.
Just in order to carry out your service steadily.
Jenom abyste stále pokračovali ve své službě.
You have to reject even the slightest attack, mild attack. Some become is not so important. It could be done. You really have to protect it. That's not it.
Musíte se jako udělat tu záštitu, jako i malý útok malý, že sám ty dělá není tak důležitý, že to je něco. Musíte to být opatrný, to obránit.
But as the saying goes, you should not throw the baby out of the bath, or the water out of the bathroom with the baby inside.
Jako normální člověk, ovšem, musíme jednat, že nevyhodíme vodu jako z vany spolu s dítětem.
You want to throw the bath water away. But you're sure there's not a baby inside.
Musíte vyhodit tu vodu jako tak musíte si být jistý, že tam není mimo
So if we should not try to convince others other devotees about the importance of Sankirtan and then destroy this entire official policy.
Neměli bychom se pokoušet přesvědčit jiný o daný o důležitosti Sankirtanu a potom zničili jejich vědomí Krišny.
They might become so very, very distraught.
Protože se můžou stát velice, velice znepokojení.
Maybe because of that they might be.
A možná kvůli tomu můžu
vodit. Krišna
Pani.
Learn how to respect each other's, you know, each service of each devotee. It doesn't matter what he does, try to respect him.
Naučte se jako lidsku k jakýkoliv službě, jakéhokoliv odanýho.
And at the same time, if you are Sankirtan devotee, be convinced that it's the most important service.
A v stejnou dobu, jestli jste Sankirtan odaný, tak buďte přesvědčeni, že to je nejdůležitější služba.
Which doesn't mean that therefore you are the most important devotee.
Což neznamená, že vy jste nejdůležitější odaný.
That's because you do the most important service, doesn't mean you're most important devotee.
Protože děláte nejdůležitější službu, neznamená, že jste nejdůležitější odaní.
We should always feel convenient, secondly.
Měli bychom se úplně vždycky cítit nepatrní, že se neužitější.
Therefore we should always be respectful to others.
Proto vždycky máme dávat pokon lidí.
And at the same time, be convinced Sankirtan is very most important. If you're Sankirtan devotee.
A ten dobu být přesvědčený, jestli jste Sankirtan, že Sankirtan je nejdůležitější.
But my point is how to express that conviction, you have to be a little more careful.
Ale můj bod je ten, že jak ukázat tohle to přesvědčení, musíte být trošku více opatrnější.
Otherwise, other devotees, they might think that your spirituality is just a fanatic.
Jinak jiní odaní si můžou myslet, že váš duchovní učitel je jenom fanatik.
But he's not fanatic.
On is fanatic.
He knows exactly what is what.
On ví přesně, co je to.
But still, that's what we learn from Srila Prabhupada and other devotees, that this Sankirtan mission is most important.
Ale nadále to je to, co jsme se naučili od Prabhupády a jiných odaní, že tam Sankirtan mise je to nejdůležitější.
In order to spread Krishna consciousness.
Aby se rozšířilo vědomí Krishna.
It doesn't mean that therefore anything else it is useless.
A to neznamená, že tím pádem všechno ostatní je neužitečné.
Any aspect of our activity in preaching is the most important.
Jakýkoliv aspekt našeho kázání je nejdůležitější.
But in order to spread the movement, what is most important, that is focus.
Ale aby jsme rozšířili hnutí, co nejdůležitější je distribuce knih.
So you also have to learn how to behave in a more mature way.
Ale se taky musíte naučit, jak se chovat v více stálejším způsobem.
Otherwise it was unnecessary to stir other devotees.
Jinak bezpotřebně jako znepokojit jiný odaný.
Understand. And that you change whatever you do, speak Sankirtan, and give it up, and this to the holy finger to go, or like he does.
A naše znění běží, se jako vzdáte u něčního podeja, to je jenom běží do běží, jak on to dělá.
Still you should not become fanatic in that.
Ale i nadále nemáte se stát fanatický.
Going into the other extreme.
Jít do naší extrému.
I don't look at you, I don't even know what you know.
Já se teď ani nekoukám na žádný lidi.
I don't even go to the seminar.
Já ani nepůjdu na seminar.
That's the other extreme.
Další extrém.
So you go there and learn.
Ty jděte tam a naučte se.
You can learn and apply so many things.
Můžete se naučit aplikovat tolik mnoho věcí.
It doesn't mean you give up street sankirtan, go and ride over street.
A to neznamená, že se vstáte uničí na sankirtan, nevěřitím na ulici.
It is a very specific style of this.
A zdají to specifický způsob rozdání.
But still you can learn.
Ale i nadal se můžete naučit.
Because there's a lot of experience.
A hodně zkušenosti.
Amazing. So, yeah, these few things I thought they were important.
To jste pár věcí, co mi jste chtěli se naučit.
Otherwise, just continue.
Jinak to jen pokračujte.
We can pick meeting now, tomorrow.
We have a very few meetings.
Everybody come? Effective meeting, so please bring some nice results.
Just not talking about the first
meeting. Which means today is the last chance to increase a little bit your results.
You should not use the food.
Or if you want a lot, up to you.
No.
You should fulfill any desire.
This was for me also control.
My desire, my conviction is to do 10 books today.
If you are just teaching me, you do all that you teach me.
I will do 10.
We do all that.
If I want to, this is 150 big books.
If you figure out so far, I'll let you teach me.
I will do that.
You do all that.
It's up to you. So I think we should stop here immediately.
I'm so sure that I'm going to finish
because the day is short.
Then it's up to you.
The last chance. To increase the result of the books.
Addition the research production is
for the pleasure of the Guru of the Lama.
Okay, what's the point of the Guru of the Lama?
Is there maybe one question?
Yeah, it must have yet not asked that.
Hodné sčítat jako sankirtan, když děláme v průběhu týdne, třeba chodíme do těch domech a vystřídat to s tím povýšením.
Is it good to make during the week a few stars or something that could find the speed of?
Depends on the result.
It's always nice.
Whatever increases the result, you should do that.
So it's a question to be sure that this has to not be that
good. So one day you try it.
You might be able to focus on it.
You have increased the result.
Focus on it. And
what's the
question?
And you do it thoroughly. Everything phalena phaligya, you can judge the quality of something, anything, or the success, you can judge on the basis of the result.
Můžete soudit výsledek čehokoliv nebo úspěch na základě výsledku.
So you can change your style any way you like, but you have to see the result.
Máte můžete změnit výsledek.
Next week, whatever increases to your side, we have to.
So, according to you, we should feel too long.
Of course, we should feel like also nature, that style we just do.
But also, knowledge is that the children of this being
according to our nature.
Whatever she calls
Sankirtan is always preferred to distribute in a certain style.
Je to víc, tak si to mám nejradši učit s tím,
co záleží.
je to prší.
You are traveling now or just in Prague?
Traveling.
You're traveling. Now this is traveling now increased more than on the table before.
More than in winter, table.
And summer table was even more?
No, this was different times. There's two times when people are interested in now. But now it has increased in the winter.
Well, yeah, the summer was better than some winter. The difference between winter and summer table?
Yeah.
What is better, summer or winter table?
No, because the different last summer it was quite favorable situation for the table also.
Yeah. So now the summer table starts, is it like last summer table or less?
Last summer we didn't have books.
What's the average now of one day books in the travel?
Nechoďte půl hodiny do centra s schovanýma knížkama, jenom chodí, tak on tam to dobýval.
On byl Silver's Energy in Maya restaurant.
Potom stratíme to, že energia Maya se mu chytí.
Soon as we get out, next person.
A jakmile vyjdeme ven, další hned první osoba v knížku.
If we get out of this house, the neighbor giving the book. Anybody will see.
A jestli jdete ven z tohoto domu, tak prvního souseda, kohokoliv nevidíte.
Even for this man.
Dokonce pojďte,
I'll give him the book.
Pochopejte, aby to dal.
Just meant for you.
To jenom pro vás.
I give it to you for you because you're nice.
Dávám zadarmo, protože jste to
kvůli. It's very honor.
So
when he sees you again, the souverain, he thinks, oh, he's a nice person.
A když vás vidí příště, že rozdává, on bude myslet, o, to je pěkná osoba.
If you stop putting in gas, in gasoline in the car, you immediately give out books in the gas station. If you pay your gas or benzene, you pay with books.
Hned jak dáváte třeba benzín na tý stanici, hned začnete dávat knížky, rozdávat knížky, platíte benzín tý
školy. If you really do that,
jestli to opravdu děláte,
do your 100 books a day, 80 books a day.
Jo, 180 books
a day. And you drive to the farm for that big meeting.
Potom když jdete do farmy na ten velký meeting,
then you don't feel like a stranger.
Potom se necítíte jako cizinec.
It's belong. You belong to the heart of all the assembly for your
books. You can do the assembly for your
books. And you can read it to answer it.
But I'm not going to read it to answer
it. I'm staying away today. The other devotees.
They even know it out there. That's right.
Anyway, they will come. And pray to Krishna that we get more and more sanctity.
Modlili se Krishna, aby jsme dostali více a více sanctity.
That's the other way out to expand.
To je další způsob, aby jsme mnou.
Because we should have feel too much strain. We should have feel too much strain on Sankirtan either.
Strain
on you. Too much pressure.
Aha, neměli by se taky na ulici, neměli by jsme se na ulici nebo na Sankirtanu cítit příliš jako pod nátlakem.
You should feel very happy in Sankirtan. Just go out and let us expand also in numbers. Yes, everybody should have his own party. You should have your own party, 3, 4, 7, 8. One man's band. You should have your own band, some of the party, 3, 4, 7.
Maybe some of us, maybe some of us, like you both can be
then. I should have his own party. I should have
his own party. And then, you can also one day,
you should have your own party. But that would be a normal business. Everybody should have his
own party. Yeah, that's your best. lovil ptáčka, který chtěl vysušit oceán. A jako kvůli tomu, že mu oceán vzal ty vejce.
So now we're just trying to dry out the first drops of flood of water.
Tak my se teď jenom pokoušíme jako vyprázdnit první ty kapky oceánu. Že nám je to oceánu
nebo oceánu nebo oceánu. A
naše úroveň tento je tady.
Very small.
Tady se malá.
We want to dry out the ocean.
Ale my chceme vysušit oceán.
Make the whole country Krishna conscious.
Udělat tady stát vědomí Krishna.
So much to do.
Takže tolik moc.
So pray to Krishna, to your spiritual master continuously to give you strength.
Just a moment that Krishna is coming to tell you about that seal,
spiritual strength, determination, patience, and pray that Krishna might kindly send some more sankirtan.
Moment that Krishna might kindly send some more sankirtan. Thank you for the
time. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, so let's go out.
He's asking how he should engage himself.
To be able to actually hear with rapt attention. because it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, unless there is rapt attention, one can never realize what you hear. And the realization depends on means. To realize something, it means you act exactly according to what you hear. That ability, that potency, that power, that conviction, determination to exactly act according to what you hear, that qualifies the devotee to again hear with more rapt attention. So I noticed, unfortunately, some of our devotees, they have a difficulty hearing actually with rapt attention. It is not so easy because I just have to find the quote because I really want to quote it. It's so important. The secret of hearing, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is mentioned here in this one Srila Bhagavatam Shloka. And no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. And no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in his actions. No one can be pure in actions, in his activities, who is not pure in eating, sleeping, hearing, and making. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention, so even if one has difficulties being pure in his eating habits, in his sleeping habits, but fearing and mating habits, even if this is the case, but somehow if one can manage to hear with rapt attention from the right person at the very beginning of his Krishna consciousness, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. It's such a nice explanation. So the whole process depends on to eat purely, sleep, all our activities. It is not just a matter of a few hours a day, I try to be Krishna conscious and then just let my senses go. But throughout the day we have to always make sure that all our activities are pure, and automatically our heart will be pure, our mind thoughts will be pure, and then it is actually possible to hear, to really concentrate on what you hear. Because everything depends so much on the hearing process. Shravanam. If there's a intensive shravanam, hearing, chanting, speaking about Krishna, now there's shravanam about book distribution. In one letter, Srila Prabhupada, who mentions that one should not think that book distribution is something different from shravanam and kirtana. It is actually shravanam and kirtana. If we go out to distribute books, it is kirtana. Even in one letter, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in another letter that why do you say that Harinam, Sankirtan, chanting on the street is different from book distribution? It is, and then Prabhupada mentioned book distribution, it is also Harinam, it is Kirtan. So don't make this difference. And then Srila Prabhupada, he goes on explaining or pointing out that actually book distribution, of course, is much more important. And then he gives the famous example. If we chant Hare Krishna, people can hear to the next block, a few blocks. But if we distribute our books, then millions of people will hear. Anyway, you know better than us the actual importance of book distribution. But I just wanted to stress again, for those Sankirtan devotees who have difficulties experiencing hard time, it is not that right on the street we have to somehow try to improve. Because if we are out on the street, it's more or less too late. either we are fixed up or not. You cannot just all of a sudden become fixed up on the sleep. It begins in the sleeping bag when we eat, chant our rounds. Everything depends on these detailed activities. And if they are pure, fixed up, and automatically mind, thoughts are pure, and then Sankirtan actually becomes blissful. It becomes so blissful. And I also wanted to mention how actually sometimes there is a misunderstanding of all Sankirtan devotees, just like the other day in Czechoslovakia. Some devotees, they complained a little bit about our Sankirtan devotees. And they thought that too much fanatical and heavy, always so heavy and harsh with other devotees. And so that's a partially effect. But if we actually consider the service, we cannot avoid taking on that type of mentality, because every minute you have to convince somebody to take a book. So if you do this 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, you have to convince, you have to push, you know, take it, yes, take it, give it a little more, nice, okay, why not the whole set? And then if you return back to the temple, you finish this, just be nothing all of a sudden. Naturally, you also start putting the body to the you want to make a point clear, and then you go out again. And this is being misunderstood sometimes by other devotees who are not directly engaged in book distribution sankirtan. So, but still, the sankirtan devotee, just like now we are praying to the babies, to the Lord, please send us some more sankirtan devotees if this is your desire. So this is a very nice prayer. But actually the Lord of Krishna, he's always working through his devotees. He could send him a devotee. But the process Krishna worked, he prefers to work through his devotees. So if we actually desire to increase our sankirtan, we as sankirtan devotees, or preachers, we always have to make sure that we, not only on the street, we should behave nicely and kind and humble, but also in the temple, in order to attract those who are not engaged in Bhakti Samhita, to attract them to Bhakti Samhita. Because if we just maintain a kind of, you know, heavy, isolated mentality, then how can we attract them? And they immediately think, oh, this isn't my nature. I cannot be so heavy and impossible for me. I'm just a soft But actually, it's a fact, anybody can distribute books. It's just a matter of association and training, just like a monk. And that is what Prabhupada he writes. The one that is Srila Prabhupada he writes. He writes. Regarding your question, actually it is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution must be given stress always. He has spoken the right thing. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. So there are so many letters like that Srila Prabhupada comes out that everybody should learn the art of preaching, book distribution especially. Everybody should learn. And it is not too difficult. It is only a matter of nice association, associate with those who are completely fixed up, convinced. And then it's not difficult to also become convinced. I always remember all three of Bhanu. Many devotees, young devotees, they felt a little bit uncomfortable on the street. But just by seeing him, you know, how he distributes, immediately they also became convinced. Yeah, it must be possible. Because it works, I can see it. It works, and it's so easy. The only difficulty is, if you're a little attached, you know, to Maya, a little bit, even 1%, then the whole material energy changes. It causes us so much problems, trouble, because we want to enjoy it. That's another very interesting problem which we're part of. You see, the Lord Krishna, he can turn the external energy into the internal energy by his own sweet will. Therefore, by his grace, the external energy which is employed in illusioning those living beings who want to have it or enjoy it, subsides by the will of the Lord in terms, and this is a very, very important process for the body, especially Sankirtan devotee, of repentance and penance. The devotees, they take the repentance, yes, I actually regret, I'm such a rascal. It is not that Krishna made me come into this material world. Why did Krishna create Maya? Sometimes I might think that is. Why did Krishna put me? I didn't want it. There should be repentance. Yes, I decided to suffer in this material world. I cannot accuse anybody else. It was my fault. Just like I mentioned before, if we look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayers to his Vaishnava Acharyas, they're filled with that mood of repentance. I am such a rascal. I am lower than I was born in school. Full of this repentance, regretting one's previous past sinful activities, or even the present stage of our consciousness. This repentance, it purifies the heart very much. And then also penance. So there has to be penance, austerity. So on Sankirtan we find all these such a wonderful facility to practice this repentance, to practice penance, to practice austerity, to asya, everything is there. And the very same energy then acts, or the material energy acts to help the purified living being to make progress in the path of self-realization. That's the whole mystical part of Sankirtan, of the advanced Sankirtan devotees. Sometimes we wonder, how is it possible? They just run out and the whole day distribute books, they come back happy, and I go out for 5 minutes, which is unbearable, so heavy. Because still for me, the material external energy, it acts as material energy. Therefore I always am afraid, I have to make sure, it's so difficult. But for the body who is actually fixed up, who actually surrendered to the Lord, who is purified by the causes of tapasya, penance, or repentance, we have to go through that. Even as a Sankirtan devotee, sometimes it is hard. Now, I remember my days when I couldn't stand it any longer. I just left the street, I ran into some side street, into a house, and I just started crying. It was too heavy. And that daily ego massage, which is too heavy sometimes. You just had to escape and just let it out. Crying like a castle dog. And then this is repentance. It purifies the heart. Afterwards you just go out again. And the karmis, they notice. Wow, it's really... He's really purified. Then the external energy helps you even. And then the path will show that you know it's not work you're doing anything. Here you have a mark. Then the same energy just encourages you, helps you. It's a wonderful, such a wonderful process. And so I just wanted to remind the devotees also, just in general, that also picks up. They are so humble, they even listen very with rapt attention to those who are not fixed up. But that's their advancement. But especially those who are not so fixed up, they might even have doubts, shall I continue or not? Please, as I mentioned this morning in the class, please continue. Because it is a very nice process. It is a shortcut to actually get Krishna's mercy, and it is an effect, and every other devotee, any devotee should understand this fact, that a Sankirtan devotee, he is actually in a very special position. It is hard to accept sometimes, but they are actually in a special position, because here, Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur, he explains a very important point. I just made it very short. I will sum it up. But there are many, many quotations. So the essence of his explanation is that we might question what is the actual cause of bhakti, to take the Krishna consciousness. That's sometimes that question that comes up. Because bhakti, devotional service, doesn't depend on anything. It's completely independent, just like the Lord himself. Completely independent. Although there are external reasons for the Lord to appear, but they are external. He appears still out of his own sweet will, Atmamaya. He can appear in another way. But in order to explain his appearance in this world, descendants in this world, externally, we might have so many reasons. But still he is independent. So also, devotional service, there might be external reasons for it. Why somebody actually takes up devotional service begins for him. But these are external reasons. It might work, it might not work. Still, bhakti is completely independent. Then how does it... And the whole conclusion of Vishwana Chakravarti is, it depends completely, entirely on the independent, sweet will of the Lord. Why somebody takes up the causes of devotional service? Because only Krishna can give bhakti, deliver bhakti, nobody else. Bhakti, that's his energy, and he can deliver to somebody. And then, the Thakur goes on explaining. If one says the cause is the Lord's absolute causeless mercy or bhakti, the Lord appears to show favoritism in showing it, and then it should fall upon everyone equally. You see, if it's just the complete absolute causeless mercy of the Lord bhakti, then that facility should fall on everybody. Everybody all of a sudden should take it up. Why is the few here and there? That's the next argument. So if one considers the nature of a Madhyam Bhakta, a creature, he exhibits a partiality in his distribution of mercy. Because he avoids the demons. That was also mentioned in the morning. He doesn't embrace the demons. Just because we know there's super souls also in his heart. We don't start embracing demons. We avoid, and we always encourage distributing to those who show a little favor, a little interest, and then immediately distribute. But we avoid the demons. So he exhibits a partiality in his distribution of mercy, of prema toward the Lord, friendship to the devotees. That means he shows prema to the Lord, friendship to the devotees, and mercy to the innocent, and he disregards the demons. So the Lord makes his mercy follow after the mercy of his devotee. Manifesting mercy on the heart of a devotee depends on bhakti within his heart. Now this is a very nice statement. Without bhakti, no possibility of showing mercy to others. There will be no possibility of showing mercy to others. So unless a devotee actually has some bhakti, the mercy of the Lord, then how can he distribute mercy to others? Will not, maybe other Krishna, he might be able to fake it for some time. But then at one point comes. And then thus in this case the self-manifesting independent nature of bhakti is resolved. This again, resolved or confirmed bhakti, it is independent because again it depends entirely on the Lord, to whom he gives bhakti. So those devotees who actually surrender to Krishna. Then, the person who has attained faith in the service of the Lord by extreme good fortune, that we also sometimes hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, why somebody takes up Krishna consciousness by good fortune. Now we might question, what does it mean, good fortune? It means the attainment of the mercy of the devotee. That's the explanation of Vishwanathacharya Thakura. That good fortune means the attainment of the mercy of one devotee, of a devotee. It surpasses atikrama, or the result of pious activities, or superkrama. Devotee is dependent on the will of the Lord. The devotee cannot initiate the bestowal of mercy, so that's another argument. But the devotee is not independent, he cannot just independently distribute. He makes himself dependent on the will of the Lord. So again, it will be returned back to the Lord, to the site who will take up Krishna consciousness. And then, in this case, the Lord accepts a subordinate position to his devotees. Let's see the mercy of Krishna. He gives preeminence to the devotee's position by giving him the power to bestow the Lord's mercy completely or absolutely independent. Then, as Paramatma, Krishna in the heart, he oversees those matters relating to the external senses of the jiva, reward from his past activities. In this respect, he is not giving complete independence to his devotee either. In that respect, we depend even on Paramatma a little bit, because of our past activities. He oversees how he will benefit the devotee, what will happen to the devotee. That is still under Paramatma's control. Even as devotees, sometimes we fear that something happens, and it's definitely beyond our control in respect to past activities. And then he shows special mercy to his devotees by giving them the independent power to bestow mercy to others. So it might be a little complicated to grasp the point here and there, but the essence it is clear to demonstrate, or here we see the demonstration of the exalted position of a preacher, Sankirtan devotee, those who distribute the Lord's mercy, especially in the Sankirtan book distribution. And these books are just packed, concentrated with the Krishna's mercy. How many times should have already mentioned, what will our 5 to 10 minute lecture do? Few people will hear it, and then they might go home, forget it. But a book, it is not just a 1 hour lecture, 2 hour lecture. The book is so much more valuable. There's an everlasting benefit for the conditioned soul. Just to take the book, to have it at home, at any time you can look it up. The lecture, you might forget at one point. And the book, it is still there. Always there waiting. Why don't you open me up again? Okay, then they open up, read again. Another realization strikes the mind, oh, I didn't read this before. So much more preaching to pass out these books. And such a devotee, he can be sure that Krishna, he will empower him, give him independence to distribute Krishna's mercy, devotional service, Krishna consciousness. So these Sankirtan devotees, indeed, they are very special devotees. They are the first candidates to actually get Krishna's mercy. So independently, that's what the Krishna Shakti means. Independency. To get the independency to the Supreme Krishna's mercy. In other words, the devotee becomes empowered by Krishna. And he does the impossible, possible, outstanding things are happening. And Krishna, he simply follows in distributing his mercy to the footsteps of such a devotee. Just imagine the position of a Sankirtan devotee with Krishna. Even Krishna, he makes himself dependent on him. So these Sankirtan devotees indeed are very, very special devotees. But still, those who are engaged in Sankirtan, they should not mistakenly think, therefore I am the most important devotees. The service is most important. But the devotee should not think, therefore I am most important. The devotee should always think, even though he carries out the most important service or activity, but he should always think, I am so less important. There is nothing. So this combination, it is required in order to inspire others to take up the practice of sankirtan, because it is hard sometimes for young devotees to really get into it. And we show so much compassion and mercy to non-devotees. So why not show some compassion and mercy to young devotees who want to learn the stupid mercy of Krishna? We should be ready to show so much more mercy, so much more tolerance. If they tell you, is it possible I cannot just like on the street, reach them, take care of them, guide them, and then I'm sure sankirtan will just increase like anything. But if we are a little bit too, it's like I pointed out, too fanatical, too harsh, too heavy, then it's tough. So we actually get inspired, convinced. That's the whole secret of it, expanding book dissolution. Even the older devotees. Many older devotees, they have difficulty engaging themselves in book dissolution. Why? Because of association. Coming to the temple for the first time on Sunday, we don't jump on his neck and say, hey, you're a surrender to Krishna. No. And just talk about anything else sometimes. So, where you're coming from, which city, anything else except surrendering to Krishna. Because we know, just to give association, make him feel comfortable. So I feel sometimes the voice is shouldn't talk too much about sankirtan to those who are not engaged in sankirtan. Just to have association, how are you? And you will see the other devotees who are not engaged in sankirtan, they immediately step up and say, what is it? I don't want anything, just, you know, how is life? It's a little tough, yeah. You know. It's tough in the temple, it's also tough outside, you know. It's difficult. What's the time? Just, you know, keep normal association with the devotees. Nothing else. Then by that association in a kind of almost neutral way, just in order to keep association, then at one point that barrier will definitely slacken or be removed gradually, bit by bit. And I'm sure even older sankirtan devotees, they might even question a sankirtan devotee. So I heard it is very difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. But it's not that difficult. Why don't you also, I mean, this weekend we can just go together for 1 hour. Oh, it would be nice. And then I'm sure more and more devotees, they would like to be engaged in what the solution sankirtan is going out in the street. So, of course, we could make the point that everything is alright, but sometimes I feel that, let's say,